I'd like to read this morning from Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. Reading of the word of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, most gracious and wonderful God, Lord, we come before you this morning. Lord, you know our pain and our sorrow, but also our joys, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you will be with us as we explore your love and your hope this morning. Lord, be with me as I give this message, and Lord, just give me the strength that I need, and let these words be your words and never my own, Lord. In thy name we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. Today I want to talk a little bit about hope. What hope is, and where it comes from. Hope is the reason why we're all gathered here this morning. We all need to believe that there is something more, that we're born with a higher purpose. Because quite often, this life is hard, it's scary, and it's uncertain. This past week has been an extremely difficult week for our church family, our communities. And we'll continue to grieve in the weeks and months ahead. We all live with that realization that our time will come. We all will die. But as Christians, we have that hope that we will spend eternity with our Lord and Savior. But what is hope? Hope, by definition, a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. It's a very clear definition. But it doesn't tell us where hope comes from. To find the answer to that, I'm going to dig into our text for today. But let's look at it in the light of 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. And now these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. I want to point out that all of these things listed here are not material things. They're not things that we can physically touch or smell or see or taste or hear. But at the same time, we can. We can see by people's actions if they have faith, or if they're filled with hope, or if they're overflowing with love, something that we can share. Notice that this verse, that faith and hope are not the greatest of these deep feelings. Love is the greatest. Let's look at faith first. Romans 5 verse 1 says that we are justified through faith. That we have gained access by faith into the grace that in which we now stand. So our faith seems to be the most important thing. Because if we don't have faith, we cannot be saved. Think of Jesus' words to the sick woman in Mark 5. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you." Faith is so important. And faith gives us hope. And we see that if we have faith, we can boast in the hope of the glory of God, as we have just read. And that hope does not put us to shame. It's never shameful to have hope. Hope alone cannot save us. Hope and faith go hand in hand. And both are necessary for salvation. Or we might even say that they are evidence of salvation. But love is still the greatest. Without love, there would be no salvation. Love is the greatest gift that God gave to His people. Love is the reason that Christ suffered and died for us. Love is exactly how every aspect of Christ's life here on earth was lived. Even when Christ overturned the money changers' tables in the temple court, His motivation was love. Love through teaching and instruction. Love because sometimes we veer away from God and He needs to bring us back because He does love us. And we see in 1 John 4:19 that we love because He first loved us. We just heard that in baptism this morning. So we know that it all comes from God. I want you to think about this morning. So we can see that when we have faith in God's love, that is when we are given an eternal hope. Think about it. It all starts with God. But when we have faith in His love, that is where our hope comes from. Hebrews 6:19 says this. Speaks of God's promise of salvation. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Picture this in your mind, that your life is a ship, that the ocean is the world. And what does a ship need, whether in calm times or during storms, to stay in one place? You need an anchor. That anchor is hope. But the anchor is useless if it doesn't have something to hold on to. Jesus Christ is that rock on the ocean floor that our anchor can hold on to hold us firm and secure. And think of the chain from our lives to the anchor. That is our faith. That is our faith reaching out, holding on to that anchor of hope. And Christ, by his love, holding that anchor on the other side. We saw a truly beautiful example of hope displayed just a few minutes ago in baptism. The parents offering their children to the Lord because of the hope that they have for their children, the hope that they have in Jesus Christ. They recognize that these children belong to the Lord and ask that his mark be placed upon them. And at the same time, the parents proclaim that they belong to the Lord as well because of that hope, because of that faith. And all because of God's love. It's a truly beautiful picture of Christ serving us, caring for us, his children. See, the parents, in a sense, give themselves to be servants to their children. At the same time, they are the masters over their children. It can be hard to understand, but that relationship that parents have with their children is a great example of how God cares for us. We love our children so much that we will sacrifice everything. Everything in order to make sure that they are cared for. Christ did that for us. He sacrificed himself for us. Not because we deserved it. Not even close. But because of his love. God does not need us, but at the same time, he does need us. He needs us to be there for one another, sharing his hope. His love. I know that we're all hurting today. Maybe some of us are wondering if God is really as good as we've been taught. That pain and that doubt, it's normal to feel. Peter denied Christ. Thomas doubted Christ. But Christ continued to show them love. And they never had to lose their hope. So when that chain of faith is shaken by the storms, the anchor of hope will remain securely caught in God's unfailing love. I want to look back to a document that was written over 450 years ago. It's called the Heidelberg Catechism. And everything in this document points out back to the very first question and answer. It's laid out in question and answer form because it was used for guiding students and parents to learn more about their faith and to ask the hard questions and to try to receive an answer. But I want to do this together today. This is a question that we all ask ourselves in some way or another throughout our lives. I know this isn't normal, but I want to do a responsive reading of this morning. I'll have it on the screen. If you would read the bold print, please. What is your only comfort in life and in death? He has fully paid for all my sins with his precious blood and has set me free from the tyranny of the devil. He also watches over me in such a way that not a hair can fall from my head without the will of my Father in heaven. In fact, all things must work together for my salvation. Are you willing and ready for the storms that this life throws at us? Do you have that hope? Can you say these words with your heart? Feel them. Understand what this means to us. This is everything. This is our hope. It's my prayer that we all can come to the place that we can say with David in Psalm 13, verse 5, "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation." Because of hope, we can have joy. But in times when joy is not possible, we still have hope. I urge you today, in the weeks ahead, to have faith in God's love. He is here with us. He never leaves us. If you have faith in God's love, you will have that hope for an eternal future. Amen.